From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Well, hey there. I want to say thank you to all of you out there in Chiefs Kingdom, all of our listeners. We really appreciate it. We've been seeing your reviews. We love getting those, and we're going to answer some of them as we get on later in the week, maybe next week as well. But we do see that, and we really appreciate the interaction. Thank you. We've gotten a couple of good ideas. We're going to have a show later on Friday that was directly brought up by one of the followers. So you can have some influence and some input into what goes on this show. We want to make sure that you're getting out of it what you want. So please continue to contact us any way you can. Locked On Chiefs on Twitter, the reviews on iTunes. Hit us up on Instagram and Snapchat. Chris is out there at Chris Clark NFL. Make sure you check all of our stuff out at Locked On Chiefs as well. You can leave comments on every story that we write. So feel free. We love the interaction, and it's great for what we're doing throughout the offseason so we can all be on the same page. Being on the same page is an interesting thing because it's, you know, the second day of the week, and there's already rumors flying. It seems to not want to go away. We touched on it yesterday a little bit in that the rumor that because of all this interest in cornerbacks that, you know, potentially Marcus Peters is on the trading block. Jason Luckenfor is reporting that he's hearing it as a steady growth of the rumor that the Chiefs are looking to part ways with Marcus Peters. And I still don't think that's anywhere close to happening, but I will say this, there's always some price that someone will pay that makes it worth that. But you have to consider Marcus Peters plays one of the four premier positions in this game: quarterback, pass rusher, left tackle, corner. He is one of those four. And I hinted at it yesterday, but check out Matt Harmon's piece on NFL.com from Next Gen Stats. Marcus Peters is the number three corner in their rankings in the NFL. And a couple of things stand out about that. First and foremost, it's that he gives up the fifth best passer rating at 63.4. There's a few people better than him, but not many. Just as likely, he's number four in interception percentage in terms of his opportunities to make turnovers. Fourth in the NFL, not thrown out a whole lot. Yards per game, he's seventh in giving up yardage. He did allow more completions in 2017 than he had previously in terms of a percentage, or just over 52%, excuse me. But the key is that it doesn't give up yardage when he does it. Seventh in the league. The top four categories in terms of giving up yardage, according to Next Gen Stats and the NFL.com folks, he's top 10 in three of them. So to call Marcus Peters an elite corner is kind of an understatement. And so for me, what I want to stress to you guys is, yes, anybody's available for an outrageous price. And that outrageous price would have to begin bidding at two number ones for a guy that's a top five, literally according to NFL, number three corner in the NFL. That's got to be starting at two number ones plus. So if there's any reason why the Chiefs might actually be looking to move on, it's going to be a hefty price tag. I don't know that anyone's going to pay it. And if they do, then the Chiefs are better off for it. But the bottom line is you're crazy to give up a corner of that quality unless there's a serious reason to do so. And that reason could only come from ownership. I think what you've seen in years past, recent history, is that players have been let go from this team that Clark Hunt has been frustrated with. The Macklin thing, the Charles release. I don't think that you're going to see a trade come down unless the organization has gotten to the point where they feel like they can get more value for the future by moving on. I don't personally think that they can. I don't think that's a commodity that you give up for any reason, but that's where it stands, and it's kind of a persistent rumor, so we wanted to address it. Now today, we're going to talk about something completely different, so why don't we get started?
And today, we are going to talk about the running back group for Kansas City heading into the 2018 season. Obviously, you have the NFL's leading rusher in Kareem Hunt that will be back, but there was a coaching change. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out this season.
Yeah, and you know, I want to know more about what's going to be the focus. I mean, a younger coach coming from a big program in USC, and you know, hopefully, as we get closer to the draft, especially after the combine, I'm sure we'll be talking about Ronald Jones, the USC running back who's available in this draft. Really, really great skill set. If you haven't seen him on film, check him out because he will remind you of a guy that used to wear 25 in Kansas City.
and maybe having him on the show.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, give it away, but okay.
I might as well.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, having him on and having him being able to talk about going through the draft and then just asking one question about his coach, because I'm sure he's willing to talk about his coach. So anyway, it will be very interesting to see how the running back group changes this offseason.
Yeah, you know, and, I mean, and Dylan McCullough is the coach that has been hired to replace Eric Bieniemy as the running back coach. And I'm very interested to see what he brings, because, I mean, we all know Eric Bieniemy's got some fire, and he's got a laser focus on, you know, making his backs accountable, particularly in the run game. And I'm going to be interested what a new coach brings to the position, new energy with Bieniemy taking the offensive coordinator position. Still there, still going to drive. And I'm very anxious to see his personality and his intensity spread from not just the running back room, but across the offense. I think that's a big thing that's going to be a plus for this team.
Well, it definitely could be. And it's going to be very interesting for me to be able to see them at training camp, because you never had any issues figuring out where the running backs were, because you could always hear Bieniemy anywhere on training when you're at training camp.
I just hope he convinced McCullough to bring the porta potty drill back out. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll see. And just one reminder that the rate, review, subscribe thing on iTunes, it really does help us and helps spread the word so we can make the conversation bigger with a lot more Chiefs fans. The group that they have to work with is not just Kareem Hunt. I'm pretty optimistic about what the Chiefs have going into the 2018 season, you know, in the classic quote unquote running back by committee, because Spencer Ware is going to have something to prove. I think he brings power as well. I think he and Hunt as a 1-2 punch are going to be extremely effective. And I think it will allow them to avoid that midseason slump that we saw with Hunt's rookie year, maybe help him avoid the sophomore slump. And then they still have two experienced guys that are on the roster that are going to help in their roles. I just don't know if that third down back role is filled or whether it's something they need to look at.
Well, I know we're talking about running backs, but I think we would be remiss without talking about how Patrick Mahomes himself is going to change the way that Kansas City's running backs play this year. His ability to keep eight out of the box is going to be huge.
I agree with you. And
he may not be, you know, he's going to struggle. He's going to have his struggles, and we're going to have to be okay with that. But I want to mention, it's really going to be different for Kareem Hunt and Spencer Ware this season, because they're not going to be facing the QB. They're going to have a QB that's going to be willing to throw the ball down the field, and teams aren't going to come up because they're, you know, going to try to, they want Patrick Mahomes to throw deep on them. They're not going to want that. That's not going to be something that they're going to test.
At least maybe not after week one. Yeah. I won't put it past anybody, but
yeah. Well, with the way you've seen him be able to make throws this season, and with the disheartened looks of the Denver Broncos that I can still see from the Week 17 game, I really think that the NFL is going to be on notice from Week 1, and they're not going to be crowding the line.
And unfortunately for me, I wonder if that affects how they value the one free agent they have in this group of running backs, and that's Anthony Sherman.
Well,
if the box is less loaded, do they feel they need the fullback as much? Although I have to say, in Denver, he showed he can be a tailback. Just saying.
If you want to call what he did be a tailback,
that's,
go right
ahead. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah, I know. Just because you love the sausage. I get it. No, honestly.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm going with it, though. I don't know how they're going to value him. It's going to be very intriguing to see what kind of deal they offer him, if they offer him a deal. You know, with the fact that they went younger at inside linebacker, is it possible they decide to go younger at you know, fullback and eliminate the position completely? You know, I've made this argument several times. that maybe Spencer Ware is the fullback moving forward if they need a fullback. Because I don't think that this offense is any less explosive having both Ware and Hunt on the field at the same time. I think that could be a great set for them.
Yeah, I agree. And I love the split back formation and what they've been able to do with it. And those two in particular, man, how much experimentation can Andy do and get his creative juices flowing by using both of those guys? I would love to see that.
Well, and yeah, you'd love to see it, and I'd love to see it. The bigger thing for them, though, is how good they are catching the ball. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. they're great running it, but they're great catching it, too. So they could split either one of them out, and it's not out of their comfort zone.
I agree. I can definitely see that. Maybe they still want to keep a fullback on the roster, or maybe they decide that that's one place that they need to let go. I think would be great in Kansas City.
Oh, I do too, but maybe you're just having wishful thinking.
No, I want him back. If I was being wishful, I'd say, hey, he's back for sure. But I do want to throw out this one caveat. I'm not sure. I thought that Sarkandercraft was going to have a bigger season in 2017 than he did. I thought that he came into camp lighter and quicker. I thought that was going to help him pay off. And I just don't know if that's enough for a third down guy in particular. And I wonder if they maybe look to go a different direction or at least bring in some competition for that spot.
It's possible, but he's so beloved in that locker room.
No.
Yeah,
and rightfully so.
But the problem is he's not – I don't think he's a fantastic special teams player. And being a third running back, you kind of have to be.
That's the drawback. And I wanted to bring this up, but that's the drawback I see with this next scenario too, because we kind of forget about it because he wasn't used very well in Denver. But didn't see him really get hurt again. And if he's not trying to pound the rock between the tackles and you're using him as a third down guy out in space, which we know he still can accelerate like he used to. Jamaal Charles is a free agent. Do you bring him back on a vet min or a prove it deal as a third down guy?
No.
No?
And I say no because they let him go last year.
Yeah.
And they did exactly what they did with DJ. There was no situation where they wanted him back.
Here's my only caveat about that, though. And I see where you're going with it. But that was John Dorsey's decision. And I wonder the backlash.
Sure?
No, we're not. But it's been thrown about several times and hinted at that Clark Hunt was unhappy with some of those decisions. And the two that everyone has pointed to is Macklin and Charles. And I just wonder. If he's not somebody that you have to pay, I mean, he was due to make $9 million when they let him go. I mean, for a guy that you're not sure can stay healthy, that's a significant risk, and I can understand that. But if you're paying him two to be your third down, and he's, you know, the best back in the history of your franchise, I don't know. Maybe you take a look again.
My only issue with that is how do you sell that move when you just did what you did with DJ?
I don't know. I'm not saying I have the answer to that one.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I get the fanness is coming out just a little bit for you. I don't think it's realistic. I think, honestly, as far as Charkandrick West is concerned, if we get back to him, I think it's possible he's not on the roster because I think they really like Akeem Hunt, and I think Akeem Hunt can be great as a third down back.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted to see more of him. The fact that the last time that I saw the Chiefs in person was that week 17 in Denver, and he tweaked something and didn't play, seven snaps or whatever it was? I mean, it was almost nothing. I was really disappointed in that because I wanted to see him with my own eyes rather than on film, see exactly what you said. Can he be a third down guy? Because he's got the speed.
Yep. You know, whether or not he can be, we'll have to find out in the future, obviously, but I think that he's a guy that they want, especially for, you know, returning, but also is a possible legitimate third down back. And I'm not so sure that you can't use Spencer Ware in that role.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Although
especially
I would like
short yardage
back for my third. Yeah, for short yardage for sure. But for a third down passing back, he can definitely handle the protection. But I want somebody with a lot more wiggle that's going to be catching a lot of passes. And you have to think that that's what Andy wants to do.
Well, but the question becomes to me in that situation is if you're in a third and seven, I want Spencer Ware back there as my third down back because he's going to be able to protect Mahomes. And Mahomes is going to find a wide receiver or a tight end. It doesn't have to be the running back coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, and that's fair.
I trust him a lot more than I trust Hunt or either Hunt for that matter.
Okay.
And West is scrappy, but Ware, I've watched Ware in drills. He's a fantastic blocker, in my opinion.
And that's important. I mean, that's the whole point.
So.
All right. Well, we will see what they do with that particular position. I hope at the end of the day, they still see value in having the fullback on the team. Maybe it's mostly for special teams, as we've seen the last couple of seasons. But
here's the problem. How do you keep that many players?
I don't know. It's getting iffy. Daddy Nicholas should be back on the roster next season too. So there's
right.
One more spot that you're dedicating to the defense, which it needs. I truly expect the final roster of 53 coming out of camp to be slanted towards the defense more than we've seen in past years. So maybe that's exactly what the problem is.
Could be. But I with as little as they've used the fullback, I think you could get by with Spencer Ware in that role and only keep three running backs.
Oh, blasphemy. But you might be right.
You would say blasphemy unless, I have Anthony Sherman as the halfback. So.
Well, man, give me Poe back and just put him in the fullback spot. I'm ready.
Stop it.
I'll destroy everyone with him.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening. That is all we had for today. I'm shutting Ryan down at this point. Those comments, we do not need to go down that direction. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review, and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.